This is the Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 23. My name is Gabriel. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. And if you are a regular listener, thanks for coming back. When was the last time that you did a small tour around your hometown? Sometimes, rides to new places don't have to be in faraway cities or countries. This is what I did with my son today, completely unplanned. You don't know about the surprises you might find right in your backyard, in a way only a bicycle traveler can enjoy. This show is brought to you by the kindness of listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Bike Tourist Podcast. Sunday morning. The sun is shining and the climate is as fresh as spring can bring it. As I drove to church, I saw a large quantity of people riding bicycles. Some were clearly training for some race, but the majority was just having a leisure time with friends. You could see it in their faces. Some were in road bikes, others in comfort bikes. Some others were going to the local store for some items. As you could see, they had grocery basket racks installed in their bikes, which was very uncommon by the time I started this podcast almost 3 years ago. Remember my rants about cyclists not respecting stoplights? Well, today I was kinda shocked to see entire groups stopping at red lights. I also saw roadies using mirrors. It seems that the message is getting into people, as these things are all common sense. In that context, my day just started great, and in the way back home, all I could think was getting into my bike and ride. I took all the bike out, stepped my kids into riding. It worked. Instead of playing electronic games, they were out enjoying some time in the sun and playing with friends. I also got out for a little ride on my neighborhood. As soon as my older kid, Louis, noticed that I was out, he left everything and went on to ride with me. Life is good. After a while, I noticed he wanted something more, so I asked him, "What would you like to do?" His answer was a question. "Can we ride outside?" He meant outside the neighborhood. So I said, "Of course." To start the trip, I took him to a finished section of a new housing project he last saw when it was in construction. Now, the fountain, the symbol of our community, was working and it looked especially beautiful under the morning sun. You could see my son's eye glistening with enthusiasm. So we continued riding. We had no plan, just to ride. Then my son asked, "Can we go to the mountain?" The mountain he was talking about was a small mountain we used to climb when he was smaller and has his small bicycle. Now he has trek 4300 and he was itching to try to climb the rocky dirt road up to the summit with his new bike. "Fine," I said, "only if the gates are open." The dirt road is part of a private property and it ultimately leads to a plant growing farm, which I have never visited, and it is located in the valley at the other side of the mountain. To our luck, the gates were open, so we pedaled our way to the summit. Once there, I noticed there was a sign for a funeral home there. Intrigued, I asked one of the armed gatekeepers about it. "It was a funeral home? What is a funeral home doing at a mountaintop with a car breaking rocky dirt road for access?" "Beats me," was his answer. "It's new," he went on saying, "so I figured they will turn this dirt road into something more drivable in the future." I was a bit sad to hear that, but I understand that these are hard times and people try to make an honest living any way they can with the resources they have. "What about the farm?" I asked. "It is down there in the valley," he said. My son asked me, "Could we go?" I asked the guard, "Could we go?" "Of course," he said, "but be aware, it is a very steep downhill to the farm, so make sure you don't break a horn going down there." Breaking a horn, a local way to call a nasty fall that can break every bone in your body. Sounds painful enough. So I asked my son, "You going?" "Yeah," he snapped. It was a deal, so down we went. It is incredible how much one assumes in life, that everything is always the same all around you. Wrong. As soon as we reached the farm and took our eyes off the pavement, the natural, almost untouched beauty of the valley greeted us. There were not just flowers, but cows and small green hills as far as the eyes could see. My being raised in the countryside, it was like a trip to the long-lost past. Moises, one of the gardeners, greeted us. He could not help but smile when he saw my son's enthusiasm, as he had found a gold mine in his backyard. We had a pleasant conversation about plant growing, hydroponics, and other things. My son went on to see everything in the farm, especially the cows, which he had never seen up close. After some time, my son felt we should head back home for lunch, so we went on to climb our way out of the valley. It was a very steep climb, something he had never done in his life. His bike is a better climber than mine, and also lighter, so I thought he would outclimb me. But he started having problems with his climb. He looked to me as he's looking for an answer to his ordeal. I simply told him, "If it is too troublesome, just walk the bike. I have done this a lot of times." As his burden had been lifted from his shoulders, he just happily walked the bike up the hill. I continued pedaling just to show him that it could be done, but the real purpose was to see if the Shimano Mega Range freewheel I installed in my bike did anything to improve the poor climbing ability of my bicycle. It did. I waited for my son at the summit, and even if he was walking the bike, he was very happy. I inquired him about what happened as his bike was a better climber. He told me he was spinning so fast that he got tired. I went on to explain that the next time we took a hill like that, he should not use such a low gear, that he could use a higher gear to increase his speed and take advantage of he being so light in weight. He smiled, like thanking me for the lesson. So we went home. As we were getting near our neighborhood, I told him, we were hurry, because the rain could catch us. "What rain, father? There are no clouds." "Smell the air, son. Smells like rain." He took a time to discern the difference, but he was still thinking I just made that up. As we were getting to our street, suddenly the sky opened, and he gave me a proud look only a son can give. As we were taking the bikes inside the house, he told me, "Thank you for taking me in this bike tour. I love to ride with you." It was in that moment that I realized what we just did. He was right. A small bike tour he will always remember. So my dear listeners, the lesson here is that we should never assume that because we are not getting into a plane or train with all our cycling stuff, we cannot do a bike tour, even a small one. With a little exploration and the eyes of a child, we can discover many wonderful things just around the corner. So, get on your bikes with your kids as possible and go out to discover your environment. The small things most people ignore in these times of crisis can fill your soul with happiness and joy. Maybe this is why I am seeing more and more people enjoying themselves with our favorite machine. It is just magical. If you're new to this show, remember that you can subscribe to the show using iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Just go to the right bottom part of the webpage and click on the appropriate icon. If you would like to contact us by email, the address is biketourist@podomatic.com. biketourist@podomatic.com, or you can use our Yahoo and Gmail addresses, biketouristpodcast@yahoo.com and biketouristpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next show, Keep on listening.